Welcome to the World War One at Home podcast with me, Helen Mark. For terms and conditions, go to bbc.co.uk/podcasts. Ballymena's Memorial Park on the Galgorm Road was one of the first public spaces in Ulster dedicated to remembering those who died in the Great War. At its centre stands an obelisk with the names of 491 men from the area, many of whom served in the 13th Battalion, which formed part of the 36th Ulster Division. Des Blackadder is the editor of the Ballymena Times, a local newspaper which, during the war, was called the Ballymena Observer.
We're on Galgorm Road, and that's the site where Ballymena's Memorial Park stands. It would be familiar to many people who have come into Ballymena by train or on the bus, because if you're walking towards the town centre, past the police station, you have this little oasis of beauty and calm. Basically, when you come into the Memorial Park, you're in amongst trees, lovely flower beds, and you're approaching the actual memorial itself. You see poppy wreaths still around it. And the inscription on the front says, 1914-1918, to the glory of God, in everlasting memory of the officers, non-commissioned officers, and men from Ballymena and Durban districts who fell in the Great War. And it's a very, very impressive monument with names of all the almost 500 men who were killed in the Great War carved in stone right along it. Pollock, Patton, Pedlow, Wallace, these are so many typical Ballymena names, absolutely to the core. One of the almost 500 names which appear on the World War One Memorial would be Lance Corporal Joseph Martin. And in the April 2nd edition, 1915, of the Ballymena Observer, we get an indication of the type of information which came back to the local public and the paper reports. Deep regret will be felt at the reported death of Lance Corporal Joseph Martin, Hope Street, of the 1st Battalion Royal Irish Rifles, which sad event occurred on the 10th of March at the victory of Neuve-Chapelle. Now, they're calling the victory of Neuve-Chapelle. Literally, the British front line moved forward a couple of hundred yards, and then it went back a couple of hundred yards. That was the nature of the early war fighting on the Western Front. And these are the types of information that comes back and is reported in the newspapers and read avidly by local people. But you can go from weeks where there's very, very little information to really the days of big tragedy. I suppose the biggest tragedy of all would be the 1st of July, 1916. Easily Ballymena's bloodiest day. Most of those casualties coming in the ranks of the 12th Battalion of the Royal Irish Rifles, who were known as the Central Antrim Volunteers. Many of those were the guys who would have joined at the Protestant Hall, right beside the Memorial Park, back in September 1914. This piece of land in 1917 was basically pretty much wasteland. It was owned by Sir Robert Adair of the famous Adair family in Ballymena. And the plan was laid way back then to build a permanent war memorial, a park, to those from this area who had already given their lives in the Great War. By June 1918, the actual ironwork and proper gates had arrived. And on 1st July of 1918, you actually have a wreath being laid on the gates at the front of the park, and the Ballymena Observer recorded. On Monday, a beautiful memorial wreath was displayed on the gate of the Memorial Park on the Galgorm Road, bearing the words, "Thus we have kept in remembrance the part our men played on the 1st July 1916 at the Battle of the Somme in the fight for freedom. Their memory will never fade." And even before the war had come to a close, Ballymena's Memorial Park was a place for commemorating the war dead. It appears to be among the first public memorials in the area, and possibly also the first public memorial in Ireland.
the Memorial Park in Ballymena. To hear more stories and find out more details about the war, go to bbc.co.uk/World War I.